Today, of course, is St. Valentine's Day. Valentine was a 3rd-century Roman clergyman who ministered to persecuted Christians at a time when helping Christians was a criminal offense. He was martyred by Emperor Claudius Gothicus on February 14th, AD 296. Valentine was imprisoned for secretly performing marriages for Christian couples in defiance of the emperor's orders. Even though he supposedly healed a judge's blind daughter while under arrest, Valentine was condemned to death by Claudius. He was beaten and beheaded outside the city walls north of Rome, and his body was buried in the catacombs. Before his execution, Valentine wrote a note to the judge's daughter, signed, "From Your Valentine," which is supposed to have inspired today's romantic messages. Other aspects associated with Valentine's Day are also attributed to the saint. Wishing to remind husbands of their vows and of God's love, Valentine is said to have given them paper hearts cut from parchment. He also brought flowers from his gardens to comfort those seeking his help. February 15th was actually a day of celebration for the Roman goddess Juno, the protector of marriage. Legends about Valentine may have picked up a few of her qualities. Once Christianity was legalized in the 4th century, Pope Julius built a church atop Valentine's sepulcher. His relics were later translated to the Church of Santa Prassede, where he is portrayed in the mosaic pictured in the E-Messenger. And you can actually see his skull, crowned with flowers, exhibited in another Roman church, Santa Maria in Cosmedin. Benedictine monasteries spread the cult of Valentine's Day to France and England. Today, a Carmelite church in Dublin, Ireland, claims to have a vessel containing some of Valentine's blood. It is still a popular place of pilgrimage, especially on St. Valentine's Day. A book there contains prayer requests for love, written by both local people and foreigners. Although the Feast of St. Valentine has been observed since the Pope established it around 500 AD, the first association of Valentine with romantic love appears in a poem by Geoffrey Chaucer, written in 1380. It's called The Parliament of Fowls, or Birds. The narrator has a dream in which nature convenes a group of birds on Valentine's Day to choose their mates, mid-February being the beginning of mating season for birds. In the dream, 3 high-ranking male eagles vie for the hand of a beautiful female. Meanwhile, other birds, each representing a different aspect of English society, conduct a humorous parliamentary debate and then pair off. The female eagle, however, chooses to remain single for another year, rejecting all 3 suitors. The poem ends with a song welcoming the spring. This first Valentine's Day poem ever written was composed to commemorate the marriage of 15-year-old King Richard II to Anne of Bohemia. King Richard is actually famous for asking poets at his court to write in English rather than French, which had been the language of court since William the Conqueror 300 years earlier. Chaucer is the first great writer in English, the first to be buried in Westminster Abbey. Handwritten Valentine sent between lovers began to appear in the 15th century. The oldest personal Valentine in existence today was written in 1415 by the Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London following his capture at the Battle of Agincourt. The greeting is now in the manuscript collection of the British Library. I guess he never made it home to France, since the Valentine is still in England. Today, Valentine remains the patron saint of love and lovers, engaged couples, and happy marriage. Happy Valentine's Day.